sat in me window last Christmas. The letterman brought it to me. A little gilt-edged invitation saying, Kilhooly, come over to tea. Well, I knew that the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. Though I knew that the first thing they'd feed me was a piece of Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sure, 'twould work up a fine stomach ache. Ah, 'twould kill a man twice after eating one slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Yes, it would kill a man twice after eating one slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it wasn't no use, for we worked on it over an hour, and we couldn't get none of it loose. Till Kelly came in with a hatchet, and Murphy came in with a saw. That cake had been baked with such powers for to paralyze any man's jaw. There were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crusset was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sure, 'twould work up a fine stomach ache. Ah, 'twould kill a man twice after eating one slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Yes, it would kill a man twice after eating one slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's work boots and she dropped her false teeth in her tay. Kilhooly, she said, you're not eating. Try a little bit more for me sake.
Oh, no, Mrs. Fogarty, says I, for I've had quite enough of your cake.
There were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crusset was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sure, 'twould work up a fine stomach ache. Ah, 'twould kill a man twice after eating one slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Yes, it would kill a man twice after eating one slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Maloney was took with a colic, O'Donnell with pain in his head. McNulty lay down on the sofa and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake. And everyone swore they were poisoned from eating Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crusset was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sure, 'twould work up a fine stomach ache. Ah, 'twould kill a man twice after eating one slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crusset was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sure, 'twould work up a fine stomach ache. Ah, 'twould kill a man twice after eating one slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Yes, it would kill a man twice after eating one slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Would kill a man twice after eating one slice, though they said it was rice. I could swear it had lice, and they doubled the price when they throw into mice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.